This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Treasurer Dave Young warned that congressional Republicans' plan to cut spending could hurt essential services. Young says efforts to move the costs of Medicaid or food aid to states could hurt places like Colorado, where governments are restricted by balanced budget requirements as well as Tabor.
We don't have the capacity. We don't have the rainy day funds that would allow us to backfill these losses. And so the impacts are going to be significant.
Republicans have opted for smaller changes to Medicaid as they seek savings to make Trump tax cuts permanent. But the Congressional Budget Office found those changes would still cause around 9 million people to lose health insurance. Officials in Alamosa say stricter rules at a homeless campsite in the city have brought down criminal activity and vandalism. City council members mulled shutting down the St. Benedict campground last fall, but Mayor Ty Coleman says new rules requiring trash pickup for camp residents has helped.
We have people who are there who are actually volunteering to help keep the camp clean, and the people who are actively working with our co-responders and our law enforcement officers.
The tougher guidelines have also resulted in fewer people in the camp. About 50 people were using the camp last December, compared to about 15 today. Governor Polis signed the Colorado Voting Rights Act today. The measure is part of a nationwide campaign to enshrine voting rights in state laws. It bans discrimination based on sexual orientation and ensures voting access in jails. It was opposed by local governments who worry it could open them up to damaging lawsuits. This is CPR News.